This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The benchmark American crude oil is called, as you might have heard on this program a couple of times, West Texas Intermediate. Interesting random fact about that, though. The daily price for WTI, as it's known, is actually set in a town called Cushing, Oklahoma, the landing point for a whole national network of oil pipelines and infrastructure. I told you that, A, because I think it's interesting, but also because, B, WTI traded above $72 a barrel for a bit today. Attention getting at the gas pumps, perhaps. Music to the ears of the people who get all that oil to Cushing, Oklahoma, many of whom actually do live in West Texas, the Permian Basin, to be specific, the second biggest oil field on this planet. But not everybody there, in the town of Midland in particular, is feeling the oil boom. If you ask people in Midland about the underserved and the homeless, they will tell you about how much people there give and their time and their money and how they don't want the state taking their money to help do something they are perfectly capable of and willing to do. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to Midland to look at philanthropy in the oil patch.
Midland, Texas has about 150,000 people, but this oil hub has drawn in thousands more recently as petroleum prices have risen. The local economy is booming. Most folks here say if you want a job in Midland, you can probably get one. But not everyone is awash in oil money. At the Salvation Army's homeless shelter just south of downtown, I meet 56-year-old Barry Lee, who lives on Social Security disability payments. He's actually pretty upbeat about how Midland helps people who are struggling.
Oh, there's lots of places. Salvation Army, Baptist Crisis, Presbyterian churches, all the churches and stuff.
Lee didn't mention any government agencies or city and county shelters. Midland County's small, less than 200,000 people, so it isn't obliged to provide money for social services. Any funding comes from the state or nonprofits like the Salvation Army. Kat Hernandez is that organization's lead social worker.
Midland has only one homeless shelter, which is us.
The Salvation Army has some 20 beds. At last count, there were 264 homeless people in Midland. But whether you're talking homelessness or other kinds of need, many people here take pride in taking care of others. T.C. Byram grew up in Midland.
Philanthropy is part of how you're raised here, and whether it's through your church or through your whatever youth group or whatever, it's ingrained that you are going to give back.
Byram and his wife are on a couple of nonprofit boards, and he mentors at-risk youth in local schools. He's happy to help his fellow Midlanders through volunteer work, but he doesn't think he should be forced to pay for extensive social services through his taxes.
I don't want to be overly taxed. We pay a ton of taxes, property taxes, ad valorem taxes, per barrel taxes. You just tax to death.
Half of Midland County residents voted for President Trump a couple of years ago. It's a conservative town with libertarian leanings, and you can hear it when you talk to its elected officials. Just ask Midland County Judge Mike Bradford what's wrong with the way things get done around here.
It's the insatiable conversation that goes with centralized government in one place, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C. I know better than you. I don't live where you do. But I know better.
Bradford wants more of the county's tax dollars to stay in the county and says the government should stay out of the way. Midlanders, he says, are doing fine taking care of the less fortunate themselves. But Jeff Braddock, co-founder of the Bridgespan Group, a philanthropy consultancy, says it's just not that simple.
The frame can be we need more philanthropy so government can exit, and it's just not. That just will never be the case.
He says no matter how rich a community is, the private sector can't do it all.
The scale required to meet those kinds of needs far surpasses what is available through private philanthropy.
But he says it doesn't have to be one or the other.
To the extent we can keep it from being a horse race between the two, you know, who's winning, which is right, and figure out, like, how do they complement each other, that's a good thing.
And we might be getting there. Amir Pasek is the dean of the Lilly Family School of Philanthropy at Indiana University.
The young people these days seem to be looking at technology and the power of connectedness to be able to solve problems and seem to be a little bit more agnostic about whether it is the government or whether it is the private sector that delivers the solution.
That agnosticism doesn't feel like it's hit Midland quite yet. But with the oil boom bringing in more and more people to this West Texas town, some of the old orthodoxies could well be challenged. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.